Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you're dressed up. That's what I was hoping to see. It is the Friday Morning Good Time Halloween edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Coming up Thursday Night Football, Week 9 in the NFL, college football, Double D's Degenerate Parlay, the show parlay. We're going to talk with Andrew Cayley from Covers.com on this Halloween edition. I'm dressed like a pumpkin and you are the devil. Right?
Yeah. I mean, all I had to do was wear some horns because I was telling Den, like, there are so many costumes that are very low effort for women where mm-hmm. you're just like, I'm going to put some ears on and wear a matching shirt. Voila, I'm the devil. But as you were getting ready and we were like scrambling to start the show, I was thinking of that TikTok trend that it's like a haunted house, but it's looking at your insurance bill. A haunted house, but the show is starting and you're not in your desk. Do you ever think about that? Because, like, as you get older, you're like, mm-hmm. the real scary things on Halloween are not at haunted houses. They're not yes. some spook hiding behind a bush. So, you know, you can put on a horror movie, but those things will not scare me. Real life scares me.
Did anyone see this besides me? Didn't you may have seen it? You're on TikTok. The people that have decorated their house like it's on fire constantly. The whole thing looks like there's mock flames on the inside and sort of orangish lights on the outside. So constantly the local police are getting calls like there's a house on fire. There's a house on fire. And it looks so realistic. It looks like it's burning, but it's not. It's all decorations. It's wild.
That's a dangerous game, right? Like, I feel like you don't do that because what if your house actually catches on fire?
It's right.
like the boy that cried wolf. So I don't know if I'm super into that one or just like jinxing things like on fire. That doesn't even seem like Halloween, right?
No.
I guess it does. If you have like, you know, skeletons coming from the wreckage.
Right.
So I will say this. There is a family on my street that has all these skeletons in the yard and they arrange them doing different activities each day. I do kind of love that. But the house on fire, that's wild.
Yeah, here's the thing about this, because I was thinking about this. I always catastrophize. Like, let's say, God forbid, that house actually catches on fire. You know what I mean? And then they call, like, yeah, we know, it's on fire, it's fine. I'm like, no, really. It's like, no, we've heard that. And then the house burns down. That's what would happen to me, guaranteed.
Well, here's the other thing. I feel like you get in trouble for, like, fire code violations.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you're at an event and you're, like, standing in front of a door, they're like, that's a fire hazard. And you're like,
right.
You know I have legs, right? If there is a fire, I'm not going to block this exit. I'm going to be making my way out as well. So, like, it's wild to me that the fire department isn't, like, deeming this illegal because normally they are very, like, meticulous on, like, their codes.
Yeah. Mike in the chat goes, misuse of 911 is a class 2 felony. That's right. Round them up. Put them away. By the way, I just want to say, D-Day got a text from you last night, as we all did. Where's your costume today?
And I told you in the text.
I know.
It was out. They said they didn't have any.
Okay.
And I told Chelsea right before you jumped in here, I was like, I was going to go for a Spider-Man costume.
Uh-huh.
And I found a children's Spider-Man costume. And I was like, sick. This is only $20.
Sure.
That's financially responsible because $50 is not for something where you won't be able to see all of it. And then I grabbed it and I could see it was opened a little bit. And I was like, why is this open a little bit?
Yeah.
It took the mask. All I wanted was the mask.
What?
So somebody stole the mask from a children's Spider-Man costume. Now, granted, most kids are not buying their Halloween costume on the 30th of October.
True.
But they stole the Spider-Man mask.
That's all I wanted. Somebody had the same idea as you. I need that mask. I'm going to need that mask. All right. Well, I didn't know if you were going to go home and just throw something together or, you know, it's easier said than, I mean, I didn't do anything. I just put on something orange.
No.
Yeah, me neither. All right, Chelsea, I guess we got to talk a little sports here. So let's hear about your bets, and then we'll get into Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, best bet was a winner. That was nice. The Ravens minus 7 at the Dolphins. That was an easy win as the Ravens controlled that game 28-6. But then we gave it all back with my stupid conservative parlay that I was, you know, kind of going back and forth. But it felt like a very easy play. We needed the Ravens minus 2.5. That was a winner. But Derrick Henry did not score a touchdown. Mark Andrews, stop hogging all the touchdowns. Jenks, I don't know if you were watching this in, like, the same mentality as me.
I was.
But, like, the first drive of the game, you're like, okay. It's like first and goal. Hand it off to King Henry. And they do, and they don't get it. They keep doing that. And then it's like, oh, and here's a pass to Mark Andrews. You're like, damn it, Mark Andrews. And then the next time, they're in the end zone or the red zone, and guess who it is again? Mark Andrews. Get out of here, Mark. So I wish Derrick Henry could have scored one of those.
I was with you, hoping, and it just, at the end, you're like, oh, this isn't going to happen. So I was with you on those two bets. Also had Derrick Henry over 88.5 rushing yards. That was a winner. He had 119. Had Ravens Dolphins over 50 and a hook. That was a loser, but got a little dub on the ice. It was close. The Sens beat the Flames 4-3. I had Ottawa on a money line. So for the week, Chelsea, you're 2-2-1. I'm 4-4. Denton, 3-0. And the Donkster is 1-2. It is a daily tip here on the BetMGM Network. Happy Halloween. Thanks for being with us on this Friday morning. And let's start with what we saw last night in Miami. The Ravens all over the Dolphins, 28-6. The Ravens laying 7.5. They were minus 450 on the money line. Total set at 50 and a hook. The under hits. And Lamar Jackson, welcome back.
And down in 7. Passes caught by Andrews for another touchdown. Andrews has both tonight. That's good from 20.
That is Al Michaels on Amazon Prime. Jackson, 4 touchdown passes, 2 to Mark Andrews, like you were talking about. Lamar goes 18 of 23, 204 yards, and completes his first 9 passes of the second half. Derrick Henry does not get into the end zone, but he does rush for 119 yards. The Ravens, after starting the season 1-5, have put together a couple wins and are now the favorites to win the AFC North at 3-5. They look great. Miami looks downright terrible.
That's the thing. That's the asterisk that I put beside this win for the Ravens is that, okay, the Ravens did look pretty good, but with some of this due to the Dolphins being really bad and some of those turnovers, there were 3 turnovers in this game. And you saw the sidelines of the Dolphins and they were just imploding. I think that's the maddest and the most emotion I've ever seen Mike McDaniel show on a sideline. Then there was something with Ollie Gordon where he was screaming at somebody. So, yes, it is good that the Ravens win because at this juncture in the season, they simply need wins to make it to the postseason. And hopefully, if you're a Ravens fan, win that division. So, obviously, Lamar Jackson looks good. The passing accuracy was certainly there. But I feel like there's still something kind of, I don't know, nagging at me about the Ravens.
Okay.
It's the same questions we had at the start of the season where they have all these offensive weapons, but sometimes it's just like they're just stuck in park. Like that first drive of the game where you're like, okay, it should be really easy for them to score a touchdown in the red zone because they have Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. And it took them to 4th and goal and they barely got it. So it's one of those things where the Ravens are not judged on the same, you know, level as, you know, mid-tier teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
You're judging them against the Bills, the Chiefs, and the other contenders in the AFC. So in that regard, I feel like I still need to maybe see a little bit more, and I still have the questions about them holding those leads against good teams, because the thing is, the Dolphins aren't going to really make you pay if you stall out on some of those drives, so I have mixed emotions about the Ravens.
Sounds like you guys have been dating for a while. I mean, they've been good to me, and so we have a great history, but I don't know, just something's different now. And I get that.
I mean,
it has not been a great start to the season. You know, it hasn't. I mean, they are getting better, though. The Ravens have come to you and they've said, hey, I know I've made some mistakes. Okay, I'm not going to play video games all the time. I'm not going to play ping pong anymore. All right, the Papa shot's gone. Look, it's in the garage now, okay? It's out of the living room. It's out of the living room. I'm back. It's me. It's me. The team you fell in love with. But I will say, defensively, I think is the real key here, right? Because we knew Lamar was going to be Lamar, okay? Question is he healthy? He looks great. Said after the game, he feels great. But over the past 3 weeks, that defense has looked a lot better, and the Dolphins were having their way with Baltimore early on, but the Ravens kept forcing turnovers, and that was huge for this team as well. And so I think that's the real key here, and Lamar is obviously grades above most all quarterbacks in the NFL. He's elite as it gets. But if the Baltimore defense continues playing at this level, now the Ravens are a different team.
Yeah, I do think that is certainly a great step in the right direction. It's just, I don't know how you feel about turnovers, because I feel like they are so hard to, you know, pin on one side and say, hey, this is a team that's really good and that's why they're getting the turnovers. Or you look at a terrible Dolphins team, you're like, hey, this is what bad teams do. So I think maybe it's somewhere in the middle. That's usually where those questions kind of lie. But they have had a turnover in each of the last three games, and I think they've limited opponents to under 17 points in each of the last three games as well. So that is a big improvement from the start of the season, but we will see how this defense does when they play a contender. Because again, isn't that the question mark for the Ravens? It's not how well does your defense look against, you know, the Dolphins or whoever. It's how good they look against the contenders in the AFC.
Yeah, now, I want to talk about the Dolphins for a second, if you don't mind, and how bad they are. Is Mike McDaniel going to get fired? I think he is. I think he is. And also, I understand why he was so angry last night, because on that one play in particular, on that fourth and one, right, early in the game, they're lined up ready to go. They had been working all week long, on not jumping off sides and making sure that you stayed down and that the play was run efficiently and effectively. Like, don't jump offsides. We're going to work on this. We're going to hammer this home. And what happens? They jump offsides. It's the one thing they had focused on all week, because they knew if we want to keep up with Baltimore, we've got to be aggressive. We have to be aggressive. And so what happens? Of course, a guy jumps. And he was like, the one thing, it could have been anything else. Like, the one thing we were just talking about. And so it just looks like when you watch this team, it's not that they've quit, but they're just a bad football team. And when you can't even execute the one thing you've been practicing and harping on all week, it's just a bad omen. He looks like a guy that is just ready to go anyway. I would not be surprised if he's gone here in the next 24, 48 hours.
Well, it's a team that looks undisciplined.
Yeah.
Because even if you don't work on that all week, that is a fundamental thing, right? Like, the basics of playing in the NFL is not drawing penalties, especially when you are a bad team that does not need to give the other team any type of help. So I understand his frustration. It's just the difference between this reaction and the rest of the reactions we've seen is that normally when something bad happens, he just looks dejected and he kind of hangs his head. This time, there was rage. Like, again, I think this is the maddest we've ever seen him, because he's not like a super emotional guy. He's kind of sarcastic, but you can tell it's really starting to get to him. Like, I don't know what he has to do to get fired. At this point, I feel like the Dolphins are trolling him. They're like, no, your punishment is to stay and coach the Dolphins.
He's like, I want to go to hell. No. You're staying right here in Miami with this team. And Tyreek's not coming back, and Tua's not going to get better. And guess what? You're going to turn the football over a lot. This is your hell. You're going to keep coaching this team. And you're going to ride it out to the end of the season. But we don't have a chance to make the playoffs. I don't want to be here. It doesn't matter. You're staying right here, and you're going to take L after L after L.
That is a haunted punishment. House?
Yeah.
But you're simply coaching the Miami Dolphins. Like, that's a great example of that trend. And somebody needs to do that for Mike McDaniel. Like, if somebody on the Dolphins social media staff, like, has a sense of humor and doesn't care about getting fired, I would post that.
Oh my God. I think his punishment on Halloween is Mike McDaniel's going to go to a haunted house tonight, and it's just going to be TV screen after TV screen of Dolphins highlights and the audio. And Tua is picked off. Oh, and they jump off sides. Fumble inside their own four. It's just going to be one low light after the other, and he's going to be screaming. Another INT. A poor guy.
Well, here's the thing. It's crazy that the Dolphins actually outgained the Ravens, I think, by like a sizable number in the first half. Mm-hmm. And it's just they couldn't execute inside the red zone. So that has to be extremely frustrating when your offense is actually moving the chains. And, you know, the other offense doesn't look as good as yours. And they have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. You are keeping up with that team, and yet the score does not reflect it.
Then Mike McDaniel gets to the end of the haunted house. He gets there, and it's Tyreek Hill. And he's like, oh, my God, I'm so glad to see you. And then he rips off his face, and it's just Tua again. we're going to have fun with this. It's Halloween, baby. Woo! I just dressed like a pumpkin, by the way. A human pumpkin. Mm. David Pumpkins.
Well, you're festive. You're festive. Like, orange is fine. Like, then you didn't have a Halloween t-shirt. I should have gotten that shirt at Lucky Bundle for you for 10 cents. Yeah. The one that says bad to the bone and has the skeletons on it.
I would have very proudly worn that. I don't have a lot of Halloween shirts in my collection.
Yeah, why aren't you wearing that bad to the bone shirt from Lucky Bundle, Dita? Come on next on the show. Time to check in on the rest of the NFL with Week 9 underway. And if the Colts can keep that 4-game winning streak alive this time in the Steel City, it's Halloween on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. You're going to lose all of your bets. I'll wake you up. Good morning. We're back.
Thanks.
I gave myself a headache, I think.
I think we found the new opening to your resume reel.
Well, whatever it takes, you know, at this point, whatever it takes. If I gotta be spooky Halloween guy, then that's the one, Chelsea, that's the one. And I'm wearing the right color, so it all came together just in time.
Well, I said that just because remember we were talking the other day and we were making fun of that newscaster that was like,
yeah,
I'm going to open my resume reel with me doing Halloween puns for 2 minutes straight. And we're like, what's this guy doing? So like, good. I think you should follow suit and just, you know, be like, lean into Halloween. Be like, look at how versatile I am. For one day a year, I've got the evilest laugh you could possibly imagine. That was amazing, Jenks.
Oh, thank you. That was fun. Let me ask you this. What is the plan for today? I'm like, God, we have such a busy plan today. I did not realize all that's on our Halloween schedule because I've missed the lovely Catherine this week. I miss my girl. I haven't seen her a whole lot because we keep missing each other. But then we coordinated a little bit last night, and now we all know what's going on today. She's got to finish up her costume, and then we are going to Capitol Hill to hand out candy to the kids around 4:35 because that's when they start going in the Duddington area. Then after that, it's a costume contest around the corner. And then after that, we're meeting some friends who are going to an early concert and we're meeting them late. So man, No rest for the weary. It is Halloween full on. What about you? Trunk or treat? Treat or trunk?
No, it's just the traditional trick or treat today. Because on actual Halloween, you do the trick or treat where you go to the houses.
Okay.
But I do want to say one quick thank you to the Lord or, you know, whoever you worship. Okay. That it's on a Friday.
Yeah.
How awesome is that? We get to stay out late past 8:30 p.m. I'm very excited. So what we're going to do is we're going to trick or treat, and then we're going to a Halloween party after that. Mm-hmm. One of my friend's mom like always hosts, and she always makes the like most amazing chili. So that'll be fun, and we can actually stay late this time. So normally it's like everything has to be hurried. We're like, okay, we will do an hour of trick-or-treating. Then we'll go to Jan's party for an hour, and then I'll be back at home, and then I'll do some research for the show. So I'm glad we don't have to do that. Thank God that it is Friday.
I agree. And once we're done, we can settle into the couch and then not watch anything on ESPN or ABC. I know.
Boo!
What are you guys doing? Of course, there's a carriage dispute with YouTube TV, and we both have YouTube TV. Mm-hmm. So if you own the ESPN app and you pay for it, you can stream there. But if you don't and you rely on YouTube TV, you will not see ESPN or any channels under the Disney umbrella. They have been pulled for now until they come to an agreement. Great. Just in time for the middle of college football season. So not thrilled about this.
Why does this keep happening? Like, I feel like we've had so many things with YouTube TV where it's like, hey, we're not going to have CBS. Hey, we're not going to have Fox. Hey, we're not going to have Channel 2 or ABC or whatever. So, like, can we just settle on something, like, for an entire year where we don't have to worry? And the worst part is that they are putting this on us. Like, all the ESPN personalities put out these tweets yesterday and saying, this is on you guys. You need to voice your displeasure. This is not on us.
Right.
We did nothing in this. Did we ever say, hey, I am paying for all these channels, but I would like to get less channels for the same amount of money?
Right.
No. Nobody's saying that. So, like, this is not on us. Please don't gaslight us.
You guys need to use your voice. No. You guys, you billionaire companies, need to work things out. Okay. You keep raising prices on me and then saying it's your fault. No, I'm paying your higher prices. Okay, you guys work it out. You guys. I hate when companies do that. Well, this is on you. You got to use your voice. Like, yeah, I'm using my voice right now. And my voice is also coming through my paycheck every month. Like, here I am. I support you. Here I am. I support you. Now, you do your job, which is the business end of this, and make this deal. And don't throw it back on me like it's my fault. Like, I'm delinquent for 3 months or something.
Well, here's the other thing. Didn't they just raise the prices for YouTube
not that long ago? Yeah.
What are we doing?
What do you want?
Like,
what do you want? It's like, it's just like when you ride a Lyft or an Uber, and the driver's like, I don't get a whole lot of money from this ride. I'm like, I'm sorry. This is a corporate problem. I do not work for this corporation. So right. I'm sorry you're frustrated. You're putting it on me. It's not my responsibility. I'm being a 5-star rider. I will tip you. I'm being quiet in the back seat. I'm being as good as I'm doing my job here. So complain to the right people. So if you're ESPN, you're not happy, work it out with YouTube TV. Those are the people you need to talk to. We're going to talk to the people. We don't need any sort of middleman or go-between. So we're going to tell you who we like in the early slate in the National Football League. Let's start. Vikings and Lions. On a brisk Sunday afternoon in Motown, Lions head coach Dan Campbell began his day by drinking 16 Red Bulls and gnawing on someone else's kneecap. Lions laying 8.5. -475, Minnesota's +360. Total is 48 and a hook, Chelsea. J.J. McCarthy is back. We thought it was going to be... Who was the third
Max
string?
Brosmer? I don't remember.
Max Brosmer.
Mm.
Of the famous throwing Brosmers. McCarthy is back. You going to lay this big number with Detroit? They've covered him 5 straight against the Vikings.
It makes me a little nervous that at least J.J. McCarthy is back, because at least, like, you know, he has some potential as an NFL quarterback. Mm-hmm. No offense to Max Brosmer. But I do think if you are looking for a case to lay a big number, the Lions fit the bill just because their offense is so damn good. When you need a team to cover the 8.5, you need them to score a lot of points, usually. You don't want this game to be, like, points at a premium. You don't want this to be a slugfest. And it just doesn't seem to me like it's going to be, especially if you look at this Vikings defense that is just not nearly as good as I think a lot of people expected from a Brian Flores unit. So you look at this Lions offense, and I think it's tough for any defense to defend just how much speed they have with Jahmyr Gibbs. So it's one of those things where I feel like the Lions are going to score a ton of points. And you see it in the total, like 48.5 is pretty healthy. It's a healthy total. So I think if I would lean towards one direction, it would be the Lions covering the 8.5 at home.
Yeah, I think that's how I feel as well. And also, that Lions defense has gotten a lot better. Or at least they're trending in the right way, right? Because I've had a couple weeks to get ready for this game. That always helps. I love putting that into my handicap. They were really good against the Bucs and Baker Mayfield. Didn't see that coming. So I'd be with you on the Lions in Detroit. Chargers, Titans, Chargers laying 9 in Nashville, right where you are. Chargers minus 500, Tennessee is plus 375, total is 43 and a hook. Here's what I put in my notes. Ask Chelsea about this game. What do you think?
The only thing good about this game will maybe be that the Titans cheerleaders will have cute Halloween costumes.
Oh.
Other than that, there is nothing to look forward to for the Tennessee Titans. I feel like 8.5, it's 8.5 in this game, right? Or is it 9.5? 9.5. Whew. It is a big number, especially when you're talking about a lower total. I think that I would lean maybe towards the under, or you can get a Titans team total under 17.5 for, I think, minus 135. I think that's a solid play as well. Because, listen, it's the problem with the offense in the fact that they just can't score points. And I think this is a Chargers team that can play ball control here. Mm-hmm. And once Joe Alt has been back on the offensive line for Justin Herbert, Justin Herbert has turned into one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. The potential's always been there, but now the numbers kind of line up. So it feels like everything's trending in the right way for the Chargers. I don't think anything's trending in the right direction for the Titans, so I could totally see the Chargers covering this number, but I think I would lean more toward the Titans going under their team total of 17.5.
All right. I am just going to let that one lie. That was all about you, Chargers, Titans. I do want to talk about Falcons, Patriots. What is going on here? The Patriots are laying 5.5. They're minus 250 on the money line. The ATL, 2-1. Total is 45. This was sitting at Patriots minus 6. I liked it at minus 6. I really like it at minus 5.5. Maybe this has something to do with the fact that Michael Penix Jr. is back. Drake London is back for Atlanta. But the Pats are at home. They're playing complete football. They lead the division. Is the market not respecting New England enough? It sort of feels that way to me. Kind of like with the Colts.
I think this is more about the Falcons than the Patriots to me, because here's the problem with betting on the Falcons is that they're such a wide array of outcomes.
Yeah.
They are extremely volatile, where one week they look like the worst team in the NFL. They get blown out like by 30 points by the Panthers. And then the next week they'll beat a team like the Bills. So it's just one of those teams that still has high end potential. The defensive numbers are still very good, and laying 5.5 points, 6 points in a game that has a really low total, like points are going to be at a premium in this one. At least that's what the odds makers think. Total of 45. I think this one's gone down as well. I think that's when I start to worry, is that I do think the Patriots will probably win this game. But, like, remember, there's been some close games for the Patriots. Like, they only beat the Saints by 6 back on October the 12th. So it really depends on what we see from the Falcons. And I am not going to put my money on trusting the Falcons in any way, to be bad or to be good. I can't trust them to do anything.
Yeah, I can't either. And I thought, okay, maybe weather has something to do with this, because you never know this time of year, right? If you're playing in Foxborough, how are the elements going to be a factor? But it's going to be sunny, 52, no storms, no snow. So weather not a factor here. Interesting number. I would still lean Patriots. Just love the way they're playing right now. 49ers and Giants. This is in the Meadowlands. Niners laying 2.5. Niners minus 155. Giants are plus 130. Total is 48 and a hook. And I feel like this is a no play for me, because I just don't know how the Giants are going to respond with Cam Scadaboo out. I think there's a possibility that they could have their energy sapped because that was such a gruesome injury. And I don't know if you read about it. I mean, he's going to be okay and should be ready to go next season. But my God, the work that they had to do immediately in the emergency room was pretty horrific to read about. So do they rise up and they play inspired football, or does that kind of take the energy out of them? And I know energy sounds like I'm in the stars and manifesting things, but he was a real boost to this entire lineup, truly.
Yeah, if you hear any of his sound bites, like, you understand that he is a spark plug for the Giants. Mm-hmm. But I will say, I read a quote where he's, quote, been wheeling around the facility and pumping people up. So take what you will for that. So maybe some of the energy is still there.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. From a production standpoint, he was a pretty productive back.
Yeah.
So when you take somebody like that out of the offense, it makes it harder on your young quarterback to get things going. Because we talk about this all the time. The offense is complementary, where if the run game gets going, it's easier on the pass game and vice versa. So I think that's where I kind of have the questions with Jackson Dart, is how does he respond now that he doesn't have his best weapon behind the line of scrimmage? So it's just one of those games where I feel like the number looks a little suspicious to me. And I've been wrong on the Niners before. Like, I thought that they would beat the Texans. They did not. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those teams that I feel like I've been wrong on them a couple times. So maybe I should not bet on Niners games.
I hear you. Niners are a tough team to figure out because they sort of play above their pay grade, if you will. But at the same time, they're really banged up. So you don't know what you're going to get from week to week. Finally, a game we've talked about a little bit throughout the past couple days. Colts and Steelers in Pittsburgh. Colts are laying 3. They're minus 165 on the money line. Pittsburgh is plus 140. Your over-under is 50 and a hook. I feel like the Colts are a steal at minus 3. And it might feel like a bit of a sucker bet, but I thought you made a really good point a couple days ago, which was the public maybe has not caught up with how good the Colts are based on history, right? It's hard to break through narratives and say, no, this really is a legitimate, a very good football team. I know they haven't been recently, but this is not a facade. These guys are legit. I think they are legit. I don't think the Steelers' defense is what it was. We saw that against the Packers. I like the Colts minus 3.
Yeah, like, here's what we're referencing, if you don't know. So apparently some of the books in Vegas are, no matter how many wins the Patriots and Colts keep stacking, they are still not seeing much money come in on the futures market, even though you get really good numbers on some of these teams. So clearly people are not buying into the Patriots and the Colts. And it's wild to me because you see the numbers and week after week, like, we're almost into November. Like, how many more games do they need to prove themselves? And meanwhile, you have a Steelers defense that cannot stop anybody. They give up 30 points a game every single game, and now they face one of the best offenses in the NFL. How do you think that's going to go?
Probably not well. That's the hope. I was going to say it's fun to see Indy be good. Then I realized that you hate the Colts. So I don't. I hope they lose the rest of the year. How about that? Coming up on the show. Afternoon slate in the NFL while we put out an APB for a famous athlete's stolen car. That is next in the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good morning. Happy Halloween. I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. Chelsea, if you don't stop talking about this delicious food in a break, I'm going to go crazy. What are you making? What's in the old crock pot this week?
Ah, it's the final day of Crocktober, and we are ending the month with chicken enchilada soup because I wanted something warm and cozy and filling. But also, I can't go head-to-head against Jan, who makes the best chili, and we are going to her Halloween party, so we can't have chili at our house before the party, and people taste it, and then we go to Jan's, and they're like, well, this is way better. So we do not go head-to-head against Jan when it comes to her famous chili.
What makes her chili so good? I'm curious. Is it really that good, or is Jan just skating by on reputation? Like, yeah, it's good, I guess. But it used to be a lot better. Like, there's one beer here in D.C., RAR, Nanticoke Nectar, very popular. And when it first came out, it's a very good beer. It's an IPA. And when it first came out, it was just like nectar of the gods, and it's still very good. But once it started getting more mass-produced, it lost a little bit of, you know what I mean? Like a little bit of that, something that made it special. And I asked a bartender one time, and I go, am I crazy here? Like, I feel like this is really good, but it lost a little something. Goes, oh, yeah, they're going into mass production. It's not the same now. Still really good, but it's not that small batch stuff that was just unbelievable. That can happen over time. Is that what Jan is doing now? When she would make it for a few friends, it was incredible. But now these huge parties, and everybody says, oh, it's so good, Jan, but it's not.
First of all, this feels blasphemous, and I want to like sidestep myself from this narrative.
Okay.
I will not be bad talking Jan's chili.
Okay.
But here's the thing, like she actually does everything from scratch, which is something that I am not willing to do. Like I'm gonna go to the store and I'm gonna buy the packet of chili seasoning. She has her own blend of, you know, spices and herbs that she uses, and she does this low and slow for 12 hours or whatever. I crank that I can't even say that on air. I crank that thing up all the way high, and I'm like, we'll have it ready in 3 hours. Low and slow, I ain't got time for that. So
yeah.
I just skip a few steps, so that's why probably mine is not as good. But at the Hammond House, like, they do everything from scratch, and it's always amazing. You should see their spread during, like, the holidays. They make these, like, green bean bundles. They make, like, all this, like, pork shoulder and ribeyes. It's one of those things where they enjoy the process of cooking, even for those foods that take, like, multiple days. Like, I would never. Like, I'm not doing anything in the crock pot that takes more than two steps. So, therein lies the difference.
Well, if you had Shaq over, he'd eat the entire crock pot. And I mentioned Shaq. I need to get to this story quickly because we do have NFL to talk about. Did you know police are looking for his Range Rover? We're not going to talk about NBA during the show, so I wanted to slide this in. We had a custom Range Rover made like 2 years ago because he's 7'1". And what was interesting is he was having this Range Rover transported to Baton Rouge. He went to LSU. So that when he went to Baton Rouge to attend a football game, he could drive his Range Rover around. So in the process of it being transported, or when it was at the place to be transported, it got stolen. So there is an APB out for Shaq's Range Rover. If you see a large Range Rover that looks like it might be custom, could be Shaq's. Just throwing it out there. Trying to help the man out.
Or if you see somebody who can barely see over the steering wheel. Because like you'd imagine it, the main change in it is probably the driver's seat. It's probably like very low. Or, like, there is just a lot more space to it. Maybe he can ask Brian Kelly if he can cover it. Like, hey, dude, I know you just came into some money. Can you spot me some for this Range Rover? Not that Shaq needs any more money, but still, it is disappointing.
Yeah, it is. Well, not far from Baton Rouge, New Orleans Saints visiting the Rams this weekend. Rams are laying 14. Rams are minus 1,000 on the money line. New Orleans is plus 650. Total is 44. I'm not really interested in this game, and we have other games to talk about. For me, I'd just be like, no thanks. Although Tyler Shuck is getting a start.
Yee. No thank you, please.
No thank you.
14 points, though, in the NFL. Like, that is too big of a spread. You see it and you move on. You say, nope, not going to be this time. So what's next?
Yeah, what? Wasn't he the guy that said before the season, I won't be surprised if I suck this year? He said that.
I think I remember something to that effect.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was trying to be, like, self-deprecating and, like, maybe not jinx things,
yeah.
which I appreciate, as opposed to, like, Ashton Jeanty, who played in, like, one preseason game. He's like, I've arrived. You're like, all right, brother.
Sorry, buddy.
But I think it's just really tough because it's not a good team around him. So, I don't know. It's a bad Saints team, but again, 14 points in the NFL, that is not a game worth betting on.
Do you care? Before we get to the good ones... or the really good one, Chiefs and Bills. Do you care at all about Jags Raiders? Since you were talking about Ashton Jeanty, barf bag.
The Jags, barf bag. Yes,
barf bag.
The Jags fall under the same category as the Falcons to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can look amazing, and they have some stats that would lead you to believe that this is a good team. And then you watch them. Sometimes you're like, this is one of the worst teams in the NFL. So it's just one of those teams that has too many outcomes for me to want to bet on them because this line looks a little trappy to me because, like, the Raiders aren't good either. But still, do I want to trust the Jags on the road? Probably not. So no thank you, please.
Yeah, I hear you. That's a no thanks for me. I think, honestly, I would go with the Raiders here if we're just throwing it out there because they've had a bye. Jacoby Myers is back. Brock Bowers is back. That's huge for this offense. And the number has come down from Jacksonville. -3.5. So we do have some money going in Vegas' direction. I would be on the Raiders. How about this one? Chiefs at the Bills. Chiefs are laying 2. The Chiefs are -135. Buffalo +115. Your total is 52.5 at Highmark Stadium. Are you going to go with the Chiefs here? Short number or home dog?
Ah, this is a tough one. Like, even from a logistical standpoint, you look at the total in this one, 52.5. And then a point spread. Like, clearly points are not at a premium, and you have a very low spread. So odds makers are thinking that this is going to be a very back-and-forth game. So I think instead of playing any type of side or total, you simply go with some props in this one. So a little hint to what maybe I'm playing later today. I think Patrick Mahomes has a big game on the ground in this one.
Yeah.
And I think we especially see that in games in which quarterbacks are, I don't want to say desperate, but like in primetime, in massive games. And we've seen, you know, the Bills give up some big games to running quarterbacks. Albeit Lamar Jackson is a little bit different than Patrick Mahomes, but other quarterbacks they've faced, you know, he's the only one that's been like pretty prolific. And he rushed for 70 yards in that first game of the season because the main question for the Bills is their defense. So if we're talking about a side, I would say, okay, I think I trust the Chiefs a little bit more just because I like their defense a little bit more. But, like, who's going to be shocked if Josh Allen comes out and is, like, a curve breaker? You know, he is so hard to defend that it's not going to shock me. So, instead of that, I'm going to go Patrick Mahomes, 25-plus rush yards. He's hit this in 4 straight and 6 of the last 8. So, we've seen that this year. Patrick Mahomes, more likely to run. And this is a massive game. And it's the biggest game of the week. So, I think that other than a side and total, we go with Patrick Mahomes using his legs.
I love that. Sunday Night Football is Seahawks Commanders, but this is an afternoon game, Chiefs and Bills. I mean, who knew?
Right?
You know what? I'm gonna play the Bills out of pure spite. Pure spite play.
Yep. You love the Bills.
I love the Bills. And I'm tired of the Chiefs like everyone else. I speak for America outside of Kansas City. I'm tired of Patrick Mahomes. Okay. I'm tired of the State Farm commercials. I'm tired of that dude from State Farm. Every time I see him, I'm like, no way.
Jake.
Again, Jake, I saw you 10 minutes ago. Give me a break. I love Travis and Taylor just because I don't want the Swifties to come after me. I don't really want to hear about Travis's junk, but okay. I'm just tired of the Chiefs. Why do you guys keep winning? Just lose some games. Ugh. Exhausting. Let's go, Bills. We're with you, fight, Bills. We're with you. Let's go. Come on. Give me the Bills. Give me the Bills +2, and let's cool down the Chiefs just a little bit.
I do think we've already done my teaser legs for this week, and I think now that this line's gone to 2, it'd be a good teaser leg. Mm-hmm. If you want to combine it with something else, the Bills +8. This is going
to
be a close game, right?
That's
how I feel. I think it's going to be back and forth. I honestly thought about playing the total, but 52.5 is really high.
It's pretty high.
You could do a same game teaser where you do Bills +8 and then 52.5 -6, 46.5.
Yep.
My math is correct. Did I get that right?
You
Should
nailed
I
it.
Check my calculator?
God,
Oh, math is hard.
God, we should not get to a point where we can't subtract six. Like, sometimes I'm like, Michael, do this in your head. Keep yourself mentally sharp. I knew someone growing up, a woman in my neighborhood, and for most calculations, she refused to use a calculator. This was before phones, but it didn't matter. Had a calculator because she wanted to keep her mind sharp. And I always remember that. I'm like, it's not a bad idea. I should know how to subtract six, even from a total that is a, you know, has a point and a half, you know, on it. You know what I mean?
Fraction.
Oh my God, a fraction of a point of a number. Hmm. What am I going to do? I should be able to subtract six. But yes, you nailed it.
But let me ask you this. Like, do you ever double check your math when it comes to bets? Because I am so afraid I'm going to do something wrong. I'm like, can I mentally celebrate this just yet? How many points do I need for the over?
For sure.
So I will do my calculator in that regard just because I don't want my mental math to be wrong and my mental, like, track to be the wrong direction. So, like, I do this. I'm super superstitious when it comes to my bets. So I definitely be using my calculator app during games.
Just got to be sure. I've done that before where I'm like, yes, I won. Right. And then I'm like, oh, no, you're just bad at math. You lost. I'm like, not only did you lose, you're also bad at math. Both.
Womp,
double loss.
Womp.
Womp, womp. Quick pick. Sunday Night Football.
Mm.
Seahawks laying 3 here in D.C., taking on the Commanders. I'm laying it with the Seahawks. I won't bet it. Things do not look good for Washington. I don't know what to say.
Well, here's the thing. Like, isn't Jaden Daniels is practicing again, right? So that is in the pros category. Is he playing?
He's playing, but Terry's out again. Yeah.
Speaking of scary things on Halloween,
oh,
scary Terry's not playing.
Exactly. Good call, Chelsea. Coming up next on the show. Mm. We've talked the talk of the NFL. Now let's head down a level and talk about college football. Hour 2 is next on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.